The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Where is America today and where are we headed? Where will we wind up? Is there any way or anyone that can tell us what our end will be? Better yet, has someone who claims to be God Almighty already told us? But if he has, will we believe God and begin preparing to avoid the calamities which God says will befall our nation if we don't heed his word, repent, rend our hearts and our garments, accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and begin to obey Jesus Christ and God the Father? Yes, if we don't change our mind, our attitude, and character, wake up and realize why we are having so many evils and problems in our land, our demise is very close, my friends. I want to ask you a few more questions. Do you like the way things are in America? Are you contented with the job you have? Are you contented in your marriage? Are you contented with the taxes that you have to pay? Do you like supporting people that's able to work but won't? Are you contented when you hear of corruption in government, business, and in religion? Do you like to see more and more of your freedoms taken away? Are you in debt and having a hard time making ends meet? Do you feel safe in your own home, or at work, or on the streets? Are you having problems in your marriage, or with your kids, or your neighbors? Do you have peace of mind and contentment? Do you have good health? Do you think that you will be able to retire and live an independent life? How does America look to you? Do you see a nation that has been and still is in the process of losing faith in our religious beliefs, principles, and morals, which this nation was founded on and was primary in making this nation strong? Well, yes, my friends, if you look at our nation and audit our nation, that is what you have to see. A nation that is losing faith in our religious principles that our nation was founded on. How many, you may wonder, and I wonder myself, are trying to live moral and decent lives? Is there anyone out there anymore who cares about our nation? We may wonder about these things. We see a nation doing exactly what God said not do. Notice what God told our forefathers 3,500 years ago. And that does apply to us today. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 23, notice what God said in this one verse. Take heed to yourself, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make for yourselves a carved image in the form of anything which the Lord your God has forbidden you. Well, that's exactly what ancient Israel did. They turned to idolatry, just like the nations around them. They kicked God out. Their demise came. They continued in their evil, idolatrous ways. They were taken captive by the Assyrian Empire because they continued in their evil, idolatrous ways. They did not heed their Maker. Notice a warning which God, the one that became Jesus Christ, gave to our ancestors, and it applies to the United States and the British people today as well. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 12, God had warned them in previous verses that when they go into the land that God had given them, just like this land that God gave us, the United States of America, the breadbasket of the earth, God said to them in verse 12, "Beware, lest you forget the Eternal who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." Well, they forgot God. That is exactly what we, America, are doing as well. We are pushing God farther and farther away from us. And our demise is in process and picking up momentum. Our nation is dying, and that is very saddening to even think about. But we need to think about that, my friends, and make changes in our lives that will keep our nation from dying. Those changes need to be made from the head down to the tail, the head to the toe, from the government down to the smallest man on the street, so to speak. Our whole nation, from the head of government to the people on the street, should realize that fact, that our nation is dying. We must begin to rend our hearts to God if we want our nation to survive as an independent nation. And my friends, as I've brought out many a time on the Way It Ought to Be program, even if our nation doesn't heed and turn to God, you can personally and escape many calamities that are in process now and will get worse to our nation. Is government guilty of promoting a godless society? I want to quote from Dr. Jim Nelson Black's book, When Nations Die, Chapter 1, on page 9, America on the Brink. As only one example, in November 1980, the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that the Ten Commandments could not be posted on the wall of a schoolroom in Kentucky because seeing the words of the Mosaic Law on the wall, and they weren't Mosaic laws, they were God's law, written by the finger of the one that became Jesus Christ on two tablets of stone and given to Moses. So they are God's laws that they wanted to kick out and did. Isn't that pushing God away from our nation? The justices said this, it may induce children to read, meditate upon, perhaps to venerate and to obey the commandments. Dr. Black goes on here, the distinguished justices of this nation declared that the posting of religious principles was tantamount to establishment of a state-sponsored religion, and they worried that the mere presence of such insidious ideas as fidelity, notice that, my friends, the way that Dr. Black puts this, and he is right on, insidious ideas of fidelity, saddening to even read, saddening to think about, self-restraint, respect for parents, honesty, and faith might influence the minds of impressible children. Modern justices could not tolerate such a responsibility. Never in the history of man has any society been able to establish standards of decency, cooperation, and social order without a code of moral values. The historian Will Durant said, there is no significant example in history before our time of a society successfully maintaining moral life without the aid of religion. Yet the modern code of the humanists who dominate the culture today tells us that the Christian principles upon which this nation was founded are dangerous, destructive, and divisive. How saddening. What an irony that is. Even as we are being confronted by a siege of violence that ranked the United States as the most dangerous nation on the planet, judges and lawyers across this nation maintain that Christianity and traditional religious values are the most dangerous threat to our national security. What an irony, but what a tragedy. End the quote. How do other nations view America today in comparison to 50, 100, 150 years ago? I want to quote from Dr. Black's book, When Nation Dies, page 5. Once America was a beacon of integrity and virtue. We were a nation dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and our example of moral and material prosperity made us the envy of the entire world. But things are changing. Today, America is more of an object lesson to the world, an example of what happens to great nations when they lose their vision and moral restraint. And that's exactly what we have done. We have lost our vision and moral restraints. Even tiny Singapore recently proved to be morally superior to most of the world. The discipline over the caning of Michael Fay in early 1994 was a dramatic statement of the decline of American character. We were simply too weak and undisciplined to see the practical realities of that situation. Dr. Black continues, in an address I attended at the Heritage Foundation in December 1993, former Secretary of Education William Bennett recounted a conversation with a well-known Asian writer who offered a grim assessment of this country. He said, while the world still regards the United States as a leading economic and military power on earth, this same world no longer holds us in moral respect as it once did. When the rest of the world looks at America now, they no longer see a shining city on a hill. Instead, they see a society in decline with exploding rates of crime and social pathologies. Bennett said, we all know that foreigners come to America with fear, and once they are here, they travel in fear. It is to our shame to realize that they have good reason to fear. A record number of them get killed here in the United States. Today, many who come to America believe they are visiting a degraded society. there are still plenty of jobs. Remember, this was written in 1994, may not be so true today, but Bennett said, there are still plenty of jobs. We have enormous opportunities and unmatched material. But Bennett added, there is a growing sense among many that when they come here, they are slumming. The world doesn't see us as they once did. They used to see a big nation blessed by God, but now they see a nation living under the curses of iniquity, or sin, if you will. But more importantly, what does God see when he looks at America? Continuing to quote from Dr. Black's book on page 6, When Nations Die, evidence of this nation's social and moral decline can also be found in the Index of Leading Cultural Indicators, published in 1993 by the Heritage Foundation and Empower America, a research group headed by Bennett and Jack Kemp. Since 1960, the population of the United States has increased 41%. The gross domestic product has nearly tripled. Total social spending at all levels of government, measured in constant 1990 dollars, has risen from $142 billion to $787 billion, more than a five-fold increase. And I want to stop quoting here and ad-lib a little. We have thought, and we still think, that money will solve our problems. Well, has it? Notice as I go on reading here from Dr. Black's book, and I quote, but according to Bennett's study, during the same 30-year period, there was a 560% increase in violent crime and a 400% increase in illegitimate birth, despite massive levels of public assistance and unprecedented welfare spending. We witnessed a quadrupling of the divorce rate, a tripling of the number of children in single-parent home, and a 200% increase in teenage suicides, a drop of 75 points in the average SAT scores of high school students. Well, has our spending solved our problems, my friend? Will our spending that we're doing today, will it solve our problems, or do we continue to add more problems on top of problems? That is statistics, that we are doing that. These are shocking statistics, but how does the United States compare with industrialized nations? Surely conditions must be worse in other places. The index shows that the United States is at or near the top of all nations in the industrialized world in the rates of abortion, divorce, and birth to unwed mothers. We lead the industrialized world in murder, rape, and violent crime. But in elementary and secondary education, we are at or near the bottom in achievement scores. My friends, that doesn't sound good, and that doesn't look good for our nation. And it isn't good. And money hasn't solved our problems. Whether we want to admit it or not, there is a God that saw to it that America became an independent nation, and this same God saw to it that we became the greatest and most powerful nation economically and militarily on earth, as well as a very religious nation. But God also is seeing to it that as we drift farther and farther from our Maker, that we are losing our birthright blessings. God also foretold this 3,500 years ago. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program, so keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program to call us and request a couple of articles that we have for you. They're free of charge, of course. What do you mean, repent? And the article, The Law, Blessing, or Burden? This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.